Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you.
I could, like, be busted singing that song in the shower, like, so hard, and no one would know what to do with me. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Friday night, April Fool's Tomfoolery. So how many out there did something crazy and nasty and wonderful to someone they love? Because that's what April Fool's is all about. Welcome to Sweet Pea Discussion on a Friday night. I know, spectacular and wonderful to hear my insane, crazy voice two nights in a row. What are you going to do? Your head's going to explode. And just so you know, this is PG-13, so if you're, past the age that you shouldn't be listening to this, put yourself in bed. Good night, children, because Sweet Pea after dark is not the same Sweet Pea before the dark. Anyway, happy April Fool's Day. This is Team of Voices, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio, or Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by Team of Voices, whichever order you want to put it into. Let's thank Kaylin and the crew for allowing us to do this on allpoetry.com, and let's get to business. Everyone say hello to my partner, Rack and Tor, here tonight. Rack, say hello.
Hello.
Hello. With cheery little voice. And I have three fabulous poems from last night's show, A Team of Voices' third anniversary, that I could not fit in. So the first thing we're going to do, Rack, is get those up and out, because I hate disappointing people like I did last night and not getting their poems out. That's just not my dealio. But time was not on our side. And like the White Rabbit says, tick tock, tick tock, we got to get those rocking. And I definitely want to do that if I can actually find them, because as always, I'm behind the curveball. Oh, there I go again. I'm telling you what. I got to find where I was. Oh, there I am last night. Click, click, click. Wind it back. We had a really good time last night. At least I did. The rest of the people were probably like, oh, really? It was so boring. But no, I had a great time. I thought it was fabulous. So, in my world tonight, Frisky Friday, April Fool's Tomfoolery. Let's start these out. We're going to start with R.S. Morrison, and I really, really do enjoy him quite a bit, actually. And this is Sue the Squirrel Steals My Chopper, which just the title alone cracks me up, in case everybody wants to know. I do find that quite humorous. I love his title. So I'm going to throw him up on the board. Not the squirrel or the chopper, because that would be way too heavy for me. And then we're going to listen to his recording. Dum-dum-dum. Okay, get back in the studio.
Dum-dum-dum.
Dum-dum-dum. Oh, I didn't even mention we played Meatloaf and Shout You and Shy and Hatter's Thing. Things I Cannot Say, which is such a beautiful combination of poets. It's incredible. All right, R.S. Morris, where are you? Where are you? I know you're here. Where are you? I think it's this one right here. All right, here we go. Let's hope this is it.
was in the house. The chopper was in the street. Stu the squirrel barking nonstop. Wanted seeds on grass, not concrete. He showed up several months ago. Don't know why he decided to stay. I guess he made up his mind when the ducks up and flew away. His favorite food was the seeds. He ate them till he couldn't run. I trained him to eat out of my hand. Hopeful a new friendship had begun. He loved to climb on the chopper, fall asleep and rest on the tire. He would play among the spokes. Had no idea a plan was being conspired. He only seemed to show up when the bite was in the street. I didn't put two and two together. He was conniving while being discreet. Began to think something was up. A nagging feeling in the back of my head. I thought he was just a friend. Should have known I was being misled. Decided to go for a ride. Kick-started the bike. Time to ride, y'all. Went inside to grab something. Came out. An empty space was all I saw. Went to check the footage. Since no witnesses were around, couldn't believe it when I discovered what the security camera had found. My squirrel buddy Stu went for it, took a giant leap onto the seat. The bike went into gear, off he went. His plan worked, he even took the seeds.
What a delight that was. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Morris, that was just adorable. Oh. You know, he has been such a delight and so much fun. And this is just another fabulous poem by Mr. Robert Morris. I really enjoyed this. I love the sneakiness of it all because those squirrels are sneaky. Oh. God, they're sneaky. I haven't talked about my suicide squirrel in a while, but yeah, he loves to mess with my dogs. Squirrels are sly little creatures. I mean, the squirrel, you know, this squirrel's great, and I love how he went to check the footage, and since no witnesses were around, and the squirrel's just taking a dive. There goes the chopper. He's got the seed. He's got it all. He's done it. They're sly. They're sly little creatures, and this one. It's a once over. I really, really enjoyed this. Rocky Tori, your thoughts on this happy little squirrel?
I thought the music was absolutely a perfect fit for this great production. I mean, the poem itself was really cool. You know, the idea of the squirrel plotting to steal his bike, like you said, sneaky. Some might even say it was nuts, but, you know, there were no nuts in this piece. Someone planted the seed in his head, and he brought it to fruition. This was a clever little piece.
And what great imagery, too. I mean, you can just, you know, the whole plot in his head and the squirrel thinking and the bike and just everything. It was brilliantly, masterfully done. I truly enjoyed it. Thank you for bringing that. What a great...
Squirrel's going to get a ticket for driving without a helmet, though.
Well, in my part of the country, I might get in trouble for those seeds, depending on how many were in that bag, but that's Colorado for you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Mr. Robert. I really enjoyed that. All right. So back to the poetry from last night's anniversary show. Oh, my goodness.
You're starting to feel squirrely. All right.
Starting to feel skirly. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Let me get up here. Copy and paste. You know, it's really great about you. You don't really ever, I'm doing this and, you know, you're like, I don't care about it. I don't care if it's on the board or not. But, you know, there might be somebody out there that cares. Somebody might care. And here we go. Maybe.
My clock no more. Now my clock ticks no more. It's with night. Who does secure it at a nail? It dwells in a door. Sounds which sights fail to pour in hush, stirred to be pure of life. Whose soul tinkles to the core. My clock halted, did store tranquility, cool to lure me and freezing the life of the fool. No inferno to bore me with hell's heat to endure. Feeling was hard, I need not implore. No quick is tamed by law of time, and his pressure sure to awaken my clock by its rule. Time frozen fails to soar, consciousness frozen to toil, around in a realm where hush is poor. End quote.
Wow. I like this. Now my clock ticks no more. 'Twas with night who does secure it as the nail who dwells in a door. That's kind of spooky, kind of a little scary. My clock halted, did store tranquility, fail full to lure me in freezing the life of before. No quake is steam by lore of time in its pressure shore to awaken my clock by its roar. Time frozen fails to soar, consciousness frozen to tour around in a realm where hush is all. Is whore. That is very Poe-like to me. Quite scary.
Haunting.
It definitely has quite the mono rhyme, as they say, which I'm not very good at any kind of rhyme, but this is very fascinating to me. It has great flow, but it really is, you know, stay in your past, stay here, don't move forward, don't go beyond this, because, you know, you're stuck in this, frozen in this moment in time, and that's where you'll always be, whether it be that mistake or be that death, or, you know, the death of your future, or, you know, I thought it was fascinating work. Very, very well done. I love that consciousness frozen to tour around a realm where hush is whore. Very, very fascinating work. Thank you for bringing that. And since I keep rambling on, Rock and Tour, your thoughts.
You've got time to ramble. You know, part of the brilliance of this, I think, is the technology of today, the way clocks have changed. No more ticking, no more, you know, hands even anymore. You know, everything is digital now. So the tie to the way that people used to write about clocks and time and hands and the things like that are almost going to be lost soon. And, you know, really antiquated thought. This is really poignant. And, you know, the reasons for these metaphors and you know, the ideas behind the ticking and the clicking of a clock and you know, when it stills, then you know, it ticks no more. I mean, it's very poignant thought. I love the way that wraps into it. It's really brilliant.
Yeah, I thought so too. I really did. I like how encapsulated time.
Yeah. I had visions of the clock because, you know, I kind of grew up with those kind of clocks, so I still have memories of that.
Now I got to try to write and talk at the same time. think I can do that. It's like talking and chewing gum. I don't know if I can.
That's because you have a bad ticker.
It's possible. Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Maybe. There we go. I did it. I talked it, and I wrote it, and I drank it, my Long Island iced tea. All right. That was brilliant. Thank you. All right. Here we go again. Back to the world. Scripts, 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 keep it voices. All right.
Hey, sweet.
Hi, Frank. Hi, everybody. Yes.
What did the watchmaker say to the watch that only go tick, tick, tick?
I don't know. What the talk is wrong with you?
We have ways of making clocks.
V has ways of making you talk. I like my answer better. What the talk is wrong with you? Oh, wow. Puns. We're not allowed to have puns. Thanks, Frank. Flonk. All right. We got one more from last night. And this is Irish Rose, which I have to read.
Did you just call her a witch?
No, I said which I have to read. One from Irish Rose, which I have to read her poem. Not Irish Rose, it's the last thing. She's such a beautiful girl, beautiful woman, has such a lovely spirit. I really enjoy her.
I have to tease.
I know. I know you do, because you're the pun master. All right. This is Ziploc poetry. Slow sun rises. Thoughts lie horizontal beneath cold light. Must make coffee. Stir in thoughtology. Hot makes just right. Bright light blares in eyes, images softly flit through open mind, stumbling around, tripping over muses, clouded metaphor line. Where new words appear, starting to wake from the imagination wave, that its words hanging in low tree limbs, where rhythmic rolling rhymes are stored awake. In plastic Ziploc bags, so they can float around on the waves, rhythmically bobbing and waiting for me throughout the day on their way. And home. Brilliant. They're brilliant. I would love to be able to, like, kind of put my thoughts about writing in these clever, bright ways, but I have yet to do that. I'm not really, really good about, hey, this is how I came up with this and this and this and this. But I like her, and I think it was Heavenly and someone else. I want to say it was, good Lord. Of course, the name will come to me at 1 o'clock in the morning. But they did this really great way of how they use metaphors and everything, and like through travel or balloons and all of this, and they come to them, and I can't. And this isn't just another great way of doing this, and I love how they do it through their imagery and their metaphors and, you know, all of that, how they can keep words and sentences and rhymes and how they just come and float through their minds, or, you know, this is great. Bright lights blare in eyes, images softly flint through an open mind, stumbling around, tripping over muses, clouded metaphor line. It just brings all these great little, you know, and to me, like, they have little feet, and they're tripping over each other, and they're like, wait, I want out. And eventually they're just going to come out in the right way in her head, and they're going to write this beautiful poetry like she just did. So I truly enjoyed this a great deal, Irish Rose. Beautifully, beautifully well done. And Rockin' Tour, your thoughts?
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of the Ziploc bags, too. You know, my mind immediately goes to storage for whatever reason. And I in the back of my head, I'm hearing someone yelling, you know, Ziploc's a name brand. But, you know, I still like the idea, you know. for whatever reason, you know, I associate it with the storage, and you know, everything winds up in a Ziploc bag. I've got, you know, hundreds of them all over the house, big bags, little bags, all different size bags, the ones with the little lever, and, you know, the stuff that winds up in them. It's interesting. It's a great way of, you know, organizing stuff, and you know, that's the underlying thought, I think, to the idea of the writing and the metaphors is the organization. You know, I thought it was brilliant.
Me too. I you know, I want to thank all of them again for writing for Team of Voices' third anniversary show. I think, you know, we cannot thank everybody enough, because that is a celebration of the poet and how all of the words come together as one voice, and how, you know, we can change the world through the voice of a poet. And poems are just, that is the way you rule the world. Again, one of my favorite sayings by a poet who I wish I would finally find out who it was said by is, "The world fell apart the day we started listening to politicians and stopped listening to poets." One of my absolutely all-time favorite sayings. All right. So I'm hoping at some point my AP, my lord of the world, goes out and tries to save the world. Hello, Amadeus. God, he was so naughty last night. I could not believe it. He was in a rare, rare mood last night. I mean, I know he usually runs around and barks occasionally, but last night he did not shut up through the whole show. I don't know what it was, but he was bound and determined to tell everybody he was around. Like, I'm here. It's our third anniversary. I'm here. I'm so happy to be here. I don't know what it was to him. I was mad at him last night. So.
He's repentant.
I guess. I don't know what his thing was about. Did you take your medicine? Okay. Take your medicine. Go to sleep. All right. My husband has a cold.
That's horrible.
It is. It's very horrible. He sounds awful. He's sniffly, and he's somebody needs to love me mood and all that. You know how they are when they get sick. Oh, you are one of them, so what can I say?
I am nobody's husband anymore.
Yeah, me neither. It sucked being one of those.
I got the code to buy those.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's like whole awful. Well, tonight we were going to talk about lovely things, you know, tomfoolery, things you've done that maybe you shouldn't have done. Right. You know, things you should have maybe not done. All those things.
Back in the day, you know, again, technology, before cell phones and digital things, one of my favorite tricks I used to play on my poor grandma, when you had the old rotary dial telephones, and when you picked up the receiver, the little plungers went up and down. So I would take a piece of clear plastic tape and just put it over the plunger, so she'd pick up the receiver and she'd go, "Hello," and the phone would keep ringing.
Oh, my goodness.
She never caught on.
I tell you what, I never caught on. Well, I'm going to read a poem, and it's called Fart Jars. And it was actually a contest I was in for Dave Prophet. And I think it's one of it's just a great poem. And it was a bunch of phrases that he put together. And I just kind of found it funny. And I thought, well, this is just absolutely ridiculous, and it's kind of one of those poems you'd read on a night like this because it's just about silliness. So I'm going to read my poem, Bama Farts, which I did win a silver medal for, so I'm very proud of that. And it's just one of my silly poems.
You're an amazing fartist.
I'm an amazing fartist, I guess. So this is Bama Farts from David Prophet's contest. So these are a lot of his phrases, and you'll know what they are. Well, maybe you won't, but you'll get the gist. So he watched the office window, a dame like her. sashaying around bums that smelled like pickled eggs, beer fart dress, and red stiletto heels 6 inches high. The door in the hallway read, William Scanton, Buggy P.I. She was looking for a dick like me to put out her fire. I was prepared with my boy Howdy Pope kit to snoop out all affairs. And I lost my place. I gasped when she walked in the door. She was a beauty, but damn, my block anchor went straight in the air. Thank God for a wooden desk, baggy pants, and handshakes. What's the game, sweetheart? I asked with a sassy grin. Somber down, son, she snapped back. I need revenge against one Joe Casimir Dirt Nose. She leaned over my desk, and her breast heaved with each breath. I'm Lady Legbrace Silgoose, the best damn dancer at Flash of Scorpiness, and I'm screwed. I've been screwed by all the bright young dipshits. A group of backdoor bowl grinder gangs started hanging around, and a shithead in a red-black Chevelle started flirting with our waitress, Jabu, a dame who wears her Mickey Mouse hats with broken ears. Our bouncer, Howard Bad Pants, is rude, needs to be dead. I didn't pull the trigger, and that's the rumor Jabu wants to spread. Copper Carter M. Wall wants to cuff me or bed me, or both, he said. Francisco Shitsabob is a kingpin that had him mowed down for underselling cans of banal fart on the other side of town. A lucrative business that makes money out the ass. Pardon the pun. Lady Chilicu just disappeared out of my office like a June bug on a frog. Farts in a jar with the latest fad, and killing was no joke. It all smelled like Ben Gay to me as I rubbed it on my wooden arm. I met my favorite snitch, Gus Gilio, at our favorite bar. Cockachill Sniffafee bought him a few Mudahone's hang boogers. He started singing, and I had motive and all the cards. I knew who pulled the trigger, and now I had to bait the trap. Carter McWallen was a dirty cop in bed with Joe Cameron Dirtnose. Bart Stephen was their underground catch manure cow. Knew a copper, Bill Nula Kakula. He agreed to work the case. He wired the place with every jar shoved in his face. That sick bastard, Daryl said. That's a lot of clean. We listened for our code words. Here comes Richard Bass, he said. The coppers rushed in, machine guns ready to spin, Whalen and Dirt Nose guns drawn, had finally run out of gas. Lady Chili Ghost invited me to the Flesh of Flimsy for a private dance. And my blotch of fear went straight in the air. I won the lady and they and not just Alicia. Now all is fair. And poem.
Damn, girl. I had a very Mickey Spillane feel to it, but you know, I remember you mentioning Fart Girl and the incredulity of the fact of that people are actually selling that shit. I don't need to cut that off. that's literally what
the RPG shirt.
Wow.
And I told David the same thing. I'm like, who gave me a reason to write about Fart Girl?
Seriously. It makes you wonder, you know, not just what people are going to do with it, but, you know, like, who certifies that? I mean, you know.
For quality assurance.
Hello,
I
was,
hey. Oh, you walked in on the fart poem.
Well, I was going to be here, and then my mum appeared at the door, and I thought I'd better get off the line because that would be rude. And she's just had tea and disappeared, and I've come back. So it's been about half an hour, so my apologies.
Not a problem at all. You missed, yeah, I was reading my famous Bano Fart poem. So
it is quite remarkable. I mean, those profit specials are something, you know, when he yes. goes and do that sort of special word bank and asks you to try and construct something with that and the best of all possible intentions. I have tried one before, and they're fun. They're just, you know, not straightforward, sweet. So you've done a wonderful job with that one.
Well, and the fact that it was a true story from the, well, not the whole gang thing, but the whole essence. As soon as I, that young lady that was doing it, as soon as I saw sweet pickle beer farts, I'm like, oh my God, I know who I'm writing about. So it was easy from there.
Well, it's a bit hard to smell your way past that, isn't it, really?
Yes. But since you had a young lady that was doing it for like, I don't know, some of them up to $1,000 a jar of her own farts. It was. You don't know about this story, I take it.
No, clearly not.
Okay, there was an internet young lady on the internet who was selling her farts in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the diet she was using, she got very ill. Because of all the...
Well, I'm not surprised.
Because she was trying... There was a whole big internet explosion about her, and she was like the internet star for the moment. But it is actually... That's why I wrote about her. But, yeah, it was this big internet sensation for a while, and there's a link to her story on the poll.
There you go.
It's just crazy. And there you
would never have known, sweet. Never have known unless you brought it to my attention. Now I do.
I'm sorry to make me, you know, I'm sorry to bring you that kind of news, but unfortunately her business has faltered and she's come to an end.
It's out there. No, it's out there, sweet. No, it makes sense. Anyway, so I am now here. Sorry I'm late.
All right. No, that's fine. You were just kind of giggling about some things. I am glad that you are here to join us because other than your poem, we're pretty much out.
Well, I'm glad I brought a poem then because you sort of said that, you know, I had to sort of write about a knight being an Australian, and so I went and wrote a poem about a knight for you.
All right. Okay. I'm very excited to hear this.
You ready? That's a fresh air.
Well,
yes,
something like
I
that.
Am.
This is called, you ready? This is called
yes.
Dancing on the Edge. And it goes a little bit like
all right.
this. We skirted the cutting edge as we danced between the bolster, you flashing some skin to pledge that I will soon be in your holster. My hand inching to your butt, a hand quickly brings me to heel, you walking with that strut, and we have not got to our meal. Out comes the display trivet over which the seafood will line, telling you will become your rivet, you sweet as curving your spine. Have a handle on the rhythm, belly shivers as fresh fish scales. My blade close to you in schism as nearer to main our dance sails. Finally sit to the tang of soul to find banquet in this stylish joint. Tips of knives ready to assault, large and sharp. Well, what's the point? End point.
Well, there's a little more than shrimp on that Barbie, isn't there?
You like that?
I do like that very much. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Belly shivers as fresh fish scales on my blade close to your schism. Alrighty then.
I have just added a knife as an image to that particular poem. And you will note there are 13 named parts of that knife, and they are all in that poem.
Oh, really? Okay. Blade, schism, holster, edge. Let me see if I can find them all. I don't think I can. Butt of the knife.
Just refresh and you'll see the image.
Trivet,
yes, rivet.
Yeah, trivet. Sharp. But that's not what it is.
No. I'll read the parts of the knife for you, sweet. Here we go. The parts of the knife are the blade and the handle or scales. Then there's the spine. And then from the point back, there's the point, the tip, the belly, the cutting edge, the heel, the bolster, the tang, the rivet, and the butt. And every single one of those words is in that poem.
Yes, they are. Okay. I wouldn't have gotten the, I would never have gotten the scale. I would have never gotten that. And I would have never gotten the skeleton thing. I would have never, or scales. I would have never known that either. Well, that's pretty damn fascinating. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm very, very good at this. Is that your new, that's your new journey, huh? To confuse me with that. Okay. Find this in my, like, it's like find Waldo in your poems. I like this. The new find Waldo.
Yes. 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 So I specifically put the poem up without the image to start with, just so that poem without, you know, seeing the Where's Waldo bit.
I like it. I like it. See, but I also get this underlying sensual kind of thing of you kind of like walking behind her with your little knife and your large sharp point and your hand on her butt. So I'm off that way. But then again, hush up, dog. I've also been drinking Long Island iced tea through my show, so we're having a little bit of April Fool's funnery.
It's all good. It's all good. I went with the spirit.
I like the spirit. I do like the spirit. I really like this. I think that we should do a whole night of maybe this should be a sweet and dour kind of show where you're not allowed to put an image up. But we have to guess what image you're trying to tell us about. Like a bell or a ship or an elephant.
He took a stab at it and made it a point.
That's exactly right.
I like that. Here we go. There's our next show. What do you think?
Guess the hidden object.
Yeah, guess the hidden object. I like that. There you go. We're done. We're good with that. See, it doesn't take us long to come up with something.
No, not at all.
So brilliant. Because we're brilliant. It's just such brilliant minds. I don't know how we just don't solve the world problems in a few minutes, AP. I can't imagine why we don't.
I'm trying we'll work it out one bolster at a time.
We just need to have lunch, put it on paper, and give it to everybody. We'll be done. Half an hour tops.
Anyway,
your brains, my looks, we'll be done.
cutting edge technology.
Simple as that, you know.
There's that. Oh, but I have it all. Brains, looks, humor. I'm good to go.
Yep, there you go.
There you go.
He brought the knife and you cut the fart.
Yeah, I know.
Well, exactly.
Oh, thanks. That doesn't seem to sound attractive at all. Thanks, sir. I'm trying to sell myself off, and then you throw that in. What? Kind of, you're such a good friend. There's the truth right there, Rackentor. Thank you. Thanks for keeping me honest. Oh, good Lord.
And sweet, if you want, I've actually done two poems for you this week. I've done one poem for you on a knife, and I've done another poem for you that for your competition.
I know, and I can't say anything about that, but I like it.
No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to.
I know, but
I've done two.
There are several that's going to be a tough one. Tough competition. I got to tell you, though, I will say that it's the biggest response I've ever gotten on any of my competitions, like any I've ever put out there. I was like, in one day, I've got already like 11, and I'm like, what that? Wow, that's crazy for me.
Yeah. No. But the other bit about it is you've actually got, you know, some sort of halfway decent poets there too.
I know.
So, you know, you start off with a bit of Miriam Dark to kick off with, you know, which is always a nice place to kick off anything, really. And then you've got Xylophonic Blues there already, and you've got X there, yeah. So, you know, you've got some poets, Laughing Soul. You've got some poets, you know.
I know. I was very surprised.
And,
I kind of put out some of my friends, and then I open it, and I'm like, holy crap, how did these people find out that I had this contest going? Like,
there you go.
Wow.
See?
They're following you.
I know. Well, something like that. And Rack, I didn't do rhyme. There you go. That's that.
No, he didn't. He did free verse.
No, I didn't do rhyme. I did free verse. I know. It's got to be pretty special when I do free verse. You know, not that often. So anyway, just saying. Okay.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yes, it was quite amazing. So what else tomfoolery do you have? So find me something else. I know you've got more tomfoolery. Because I got to at least make it so, you know, 10 o'clock.
Oh, I'll get stuff all over. You want humor, I'm thinking, don't you, Sweet?
Yes, of course I do.
That's what I thought you did. So let me just bear with me for a sec while I go back into the videotape and
I
quite like this one, but it's long. Is that a
what? I don't care.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw mine up and read, and then you can throw yours up and read, and
okay,
we'll be good.
I'll see if I can find it.
Mine is
kind of
dunsy, but this is kind of more fun for me. It's kind of satire on marriage.
So that's okay. That's allowed.
Yeah. This was, did our love die and I was not invited to the funeral?
Oh,
so,
yeah, fair enough too. Yeah, that goes
for
it.
You know,
I find that poem actually really, really kind of neat. So, you know, that's just me.
you know what they say about marriage? Marriage is a three ring circuit.
Yeah.
I know which one I'm finished.
The engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering.
Okay. So did our love die, and I was not invited to the funeral. Eyes of death stared blankly across from the table's bounty. Hair does not shine. No fluff or even comb has touched it today. Pajamas of the final type robe your unyielding arms to eat. Chicken in the bucket did not suffice thy appetite. Maybe I should have tried the burgers of a king or a clown. Does it matter anymore that I try at all, my queen? I humbly bow in servitude to all things that you are. But the couch cushions have touched my rear. And far more often, should I kiss the pillows and pretend they love me now? Did our love die and I was not invited to the funeral? When did our heated exchange of words stop our problems and become ice that burns holes into the depths of our flesh? We used to be passionate, no more injustice to solve. Came a reason to wreck our bedroom walls with bodies slamming together. A brilliant team became one. Was it something I said or did? Answer me, please. Stop staring at me with dead, dull eyes. Come alive. I refuse to talk to the television all night again. My beautiful wife, truly my everything, talk to me. Wait, I saw it. You cannot deny it. You blinked. A sign of a truce, of movement of life. That is all I need to hang on. End poem.
Yes, there's something sort of quite sort of ripping about the end of a relationship, and having had my relationship formally go through with a divorce last week, this is quite raw and sort of, you know, present for me. And I have to say, I think you capture that sort of sense of sort of sadness, but anger and despair and sort of just blah. Very, very well. I like the poem a lot.
Thank you.
It's a little close to home.
Yeah, it does. It does for me too, very much so.
You know, the reality of the chicken and the king and the clown, you know, mixing that in was a beautiful use of metaphor as well.
Thank you. Yeah, unfortunately for three people that have been through it, it doesn't really show the humor it was supposed to show, but you're all just like, made up of been there. I've been at that table, damn it. I've been at that damn table. Go brush your hair.
Kissing the cushion. Kissing the cushion. That was humorous.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, well, thank you, guys. All right, AP, you're up.
Okay, well, this is an old one, but a goodie. You know it. I know it. We all know it. It's a sociopathic cow. And it goes a little bit like this.
Oh, yes.
There were bovines with guns and the tough herd at the plough, but they don't carry a candle. To Tails, the sociopathic cow, had his own Lincoln and trailer, could retreat from storm psalms while his recordings of bands annoyed many without arms. The sociopathic cows do not kill, as at the end most will face. Instead, he helped out with the gifts, and the older cows would brace, as left mooing to young ones, and at night lights shine on the place. For the true sociopath for those that moo too long into space. End point.
I'm reading my comment that I wrote the last time. I still find it very funny. Moo, I'm not a sociopath. I've been tested.
I got the papers to prove it.
I've been tested. I find this is just so funny. You guys did so many cow jokes. So much cow stuff went on when I was getting my heart done that I think we should, one of these times, work, you know, in July 31st will be my 2-year anniversary, my second birthday of my second life. And I'm going to really do a cow night where I'm going to make you guys all put together your cow poems. We're going to read the cow poems of when Pam had her cow heart, because I swear we have at least 2 hours of material. I really think that it's got to be one of my shows and coming in July. The cow night.
We've come up with two different shows in the space of about 20 minutes. That's quite good.
Oh, my God. We have to do a cow night. My second birthday. We're going to do a cow night.
Yep. It'll be raw and bloody, but it'll be fun.
It'll be hilarious.
There's a lot of jokes in there. Heaps of jokes in cows.
I love that. As the older cows would brace. Oh, God.
Utterly ridiculous.
Utterly.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
It's a poem of creamy perspective, I think. It bubbles away. It's mad cows.
Oh, great.
That's what it is.
Oh, God, great. I got two of you punning away. Oh, help me.
It is
10 o'clock.
My favorite line, Sweet, is annoyed many without arms. I actually love that line. I wish I'd written that multiple times.
It's one of those that you put up in those contests that says, put your favorite line up and make
That's
people
it.
Write to it.
Yep. That's it.
Batman, what is that line everybody loves that I write and I can't remember?
The Batman line.
Batman, Yeah, the Batman line. I have to go look it up because I never remember it, and everybody will repeat it to me. I'm like, huh? Something about rectum and rotten tomatoes. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's long, but it's on point.
Yes. All right, gentlemen, it's 10 o'clock. I'm not staying up another hour. I know it's not 10 o'clock where you live, and it's probably not 10 o'clock where you live, but it's 10 o'clock where I live.
It's 10 o'clock where you live.
What time is it? What time is it where you live?
What time is it here?
Yes.
Right now, it is Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock is the time currently where I am sitting.
And it's midnight where Raconteur is.
Yes.
If I'm correct. Midnight, and it's 10 o'clock at night here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a very sick husband laying in bed crying because he can't breathe.
Oh, God.
He's got a very bad cold. Yeah.
That's it.
You know how sick men are. It's awful.
Sick men are not good. Sick men are just not good. They should just be put in a place somewhere for a good week or two and left alone. They're just not good.
No.
One more put
you
out the
go over there and be quiet. I know.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, not good.
No,
I mean,
yeah,
I mean. Present company excluded because I'm sort of temporarily most of the time sick, you know, as per the wonderful, you know,
wonder
song. I'm not sick, but I'm not well, you know, all that, you know.
Yeah.
I would say present company excluded. Like, I was sick for a long time, but he had a girlfriend through
you
all
were.
That. So, you know, I can't say that
yeah.
I give a damn. So, what
no,
can
no.
I say?
I reckon that's fair. Yeah. Yeah. Been around the world and seen all the stupid people are breeding. Sweet, that's what I'd say back to that. But that's, you know, keep quoting that.
But we're working through that. That's all I can say. That's we're working through that.
So good.
I really shouldn't drink and do poetry, but anyway, that's my life. So we're going to just say goodnight and move on.
The work's for me.
Everybody have a good afternoon.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Yeah, all that
good
stuff.
Afternoon, good evening, and good night. Go to bed, go to sleep. I'm going to go let my dogs out for the last time for the night. And I had fun on our tomfoolery poetry that my two favorite men, you know, even though I miss my Hatter, and he's my favorite because I always have to say that.
Yep.
We'll say goodnight. Thank you guys for enjoying
the night. Have a good one.
Good night.
Night, guys.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Good night.